What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR. Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show here in front of the show, Dustin Currents, App State Mountaineers out of the Sun Belt Conference. This game win streak going on, right? Dustin, good to see you again, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, and it's always great to be on the Bossman Show.
Yes, sir, man. Hey, man, I'm gonna ask you about this game win streak you've been on, Dustin. Man, what's been that kind of keys to what kind of get you on this role? You guys had, you've had a great last three weeks, man. Really good.
Yeah, we're playing well. I think we've won, you know, six in a row, maybe seven of our last eight or something like that. But, you know, I just think that we've got, you know, we've got great chemistry. We've got great camaraderie. I think guys are really aligned and playing for one another. And I think that's showing up on both sides of the ball.
No doubt. And Dustin, talk about this, man, for fans who don't quite understand. You, it's a process of getting better. And your guys obviously got better this year. The season went on. Non-con was tough, but each week you've still been having everyday guys trying to go 1-0 every day, get better every day. And the results of what you see now, this win streak you guys have been on and getting a lot of wins, racking wins up. Now you're pretty much top of the Sun Belt right now.
Yeah, and we have a really competitive conference, I think, when you look at it, you know, 1 through 10, I think, separated by just a couple of games. And so, you know, I think that especially during this era of the portal and things like that, you know, it's hard to get, you know, a group, you know, kind of into roles quickly, you know. And so that sometimes can take a while. I think that, you know, here we are in February, but I think, you know, certainly we've been able to get some guys into roles. And I think when you do that, obviously getting guys, you know, roles quote defined, but them accepting and fulfilling are the most important part of those roles. And I think we've got some guys that have accepted and are fulfilling their roles.
No doubt, like you kind of alluded to, in this new world of NIL and transfer portal and wanting to play at the next level overseas and NBA or whatever, guys kind of get that disease of me. And like you said, you pretty much have a 1-year team every year. You're pretty much doing the JUCO thing every year, one new team every year. So it's hard to get guys to buy into a role when they have their eyes set, not where their feet are right now. And just talk about when you've been a young man and really kind of figure out what's his why for wanting to be an App State Mountaineer.
Well, and you know, certainly we've had guys leave here and go to the highest level and things like that, and that's just part of it, right? But you got to just bloom where you're planted, you know. And I think that, you know, right now, you know, guys are, you know, I think probably across the country, and I say that in a generalization, right, are probably starting to drift mentally to, you know, what am I going to do next year? And those are the guys that are not going to finish well, you know, individually, because, you know, there's plenty of time in April or so to figure out, you know, what's next. But right now, You know, what's important is, you know, guys to understand that some of that stuff is not a reality yet, and they got to just their market value will only increase if they, you know, once again, bloom where they're planted and do what they're doing now. If they're kind of start focusing on next year, they're not going to play as good, and their market value just simply goes down.
Exactly, Dustin. I've told young men this from my time in being in the NBA. Scouts look at how much your team won. And the more you win, not simply the stats, if you've been on a winning program, they figure you are a winner yourself. And you have some tools and skills that can help them. And I feel like young men don't understand it. At the highest levels that like I'm at in overseas ball, they look at your win-loss record and how you contribute to that, not your stats all the time.
No doubt. No doubt. And I think that is something that kids and maybe the people around them they probably hear, but at the end of the day, people want people that impact winning. And somebody that averaged 12 points and was on a winning team, the market value is way more if they average 20 points on a losing team. It's just that simple.
No doubt. And I want to ask you about this, Dustin. I see you all have this max Sunbelt Conference Challenge, and you step out of conference in the middle of your conference slate to play a team in Eastern Michigan and get a win against them on Saturday. Talk about this challenge, man, and how's it been for you guys? How cool is it for you guys to do that and get a break from Sunbelt for a day and play a non-con game this late in the year?
Well, it's certainly designed to, create a non-conference opportunity. You know, so the game one of the challenge, and then most importantly, we all get a home game. So every team gets a home game, every team gets a road game. But, you know, Division I home games are hard to get, right? And so the second game is not decided until January. So hopefully it's pairing up, you know, teams similar in standings to create another net, you know, opponent. And so if our league is paired up with their top team, it's another non-conference opponent that, you know, hopefully maybe strengthens the net and, helps with the seeding down in March.
No doubt, man. And you beat beat the South Alabama team last week on a Wednesday night. Richard does a good job. They're a tough team to beat. So I know you're very happy with last week because it's the Michigan and South Alabama, especially in your conference with what Richard does down there, man. Great win at home there.
Yeah, and our conference, you know, obviously, you know, Troy's been really good, and our conference has been, you know, there's a lot of teams. And so, you know, certainly we got to keep it going, though. You're always good as your last games. Now we've got to go on the road again to a very good Georgia Southern team and then get all the way up to James Madison and always a really good competitive game. And James Madison already won at Troy. And so, you know, we expect every game in this league to be a fight.
No doubt, man. And you all play a lot of clutch time games. And talk about your team's resolve of coming together in that adversity to actually execute when it counts the most, because you play a lot of these close games, which is going to help you down the road, of course. But just the fact that you guys are coming through these tough games now and making the right plays, getting the stops you need to do, and just not folding under the intense pressure of clutch time.
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously experience is always the best teacher. We've been able to just be in some close games, getting those situations, and our guys are just getting more and more comfortable in those. And certainly, you know, I think our guys have a real big belief right now that, you know, we're going to find a way to just win the game. It might not be perfect. We're okay with it not being perfect. We got to find a way to just win the game.
You know, 100%. And what you guys are doing offensively for is really sharing the basketball and really being unselfish that way. And talk about that piece of it right there, getting guys to understand it. It might be, but I might have a decent shot, but I can get my guy a better shot if I just swing, make that one more swing and do the swing thing we love to do in basketball. So, how about you guys really buying into that belief of making to make sure the ball pops and getting the right shots for everybody?
Yeah, it's we talk, you know, keep the ball hot, right? And so, we always show our guys clips of it. You know, it's a basketball with no agenda is really hard to defend, you know, and so. If you're moving the ball, the ball might come right back to you and get you a better shot, right? But, like, it's something we emphasize. We have an assist board that we actually stole from Atlanta Hawks idea that we got in our locker room. And you know, that's a big deal. And the winner of the assist board gets on the wall of winners. And so this just promoting, you know, playing the right way.
No, Darren, Dustin, I was talking to Mike Bray about this the other day when he had a little bit of some downtime about how fans don't understand how what happens on the second side and how the screening action works and Kevin Durant screen angle gets the open shots that you see on SportsCenter and you know, the highlights. And kind of talk about for the fans about how important the second side is and the screening angles of who's setting the screen in any action is really paramount. So, yeah, great shots you see to go in the hoop that you see on SportsCenter at nighttime.
Oh, no question. No question. And we always say, like, not the majority, but all teams are really good at first side defense. I mean, there's just otherwise they're not going to be playing at this level. And so you've got to get to the second, your third side. You've got to create some closeouts, you know, for each other. And eventually, if you make enough plays for somebody else, they're going to make enough plays for you. And so we talk about usage a lot with our guys, that how, you know, having a high usage is not necessarily always a good thing. That you've got to prove that you can be able to play without the basketball. You know, 95% of the game is played without the basketball in your hands. And so you got to prove that you can impact winning without the ball and with the ball. And so, you know, making the right winning play, if you've got two on the basketball, you got to move it. That's our rule. And so, and then we'll go from there. But, you know, certainly we've got guys that have really bought into that. We hopefully keep it going.
No doubt, man. You got and you're really doing a good job protecting the basketball too. Listen to turnovers per game, and I always tell the fans on this show here, Dustin, that the ball is everything. The ball is a program. If the ball's not protected, you can't defend those pick sixes. You're done for. You can't defend that transition. So talk about how you got you guys really buy into value in the basketball, not turning the ball over.
Yeah, you know, we simply just talk about protecting the ball, right? But you're right. You got the whole program in your hands, but just protect the ball. And make the right play. If you got two on the ball, move it. But let's value the basketball. And once again, we talk about a basketball with no agenda is really hard to defend.
No doubt, man. And rebounding the basketball too, because fans are all saying that, like you and I do, Dustin, that the possession game is turnovers and rebounds. And if you can own an offensive glass and own defensive glass, especially if your guards getting in the fight too, you don't worry about the pitcher, he can just get them, get it and go. Let's talk about that piece. Make sure your guards are involved in the rebound defensively, just making sure you're crashing the glass with the right people to get those possessions to win games as they become more tighter February and into March.
Well, no doubt. And we always talk about it. It's just real simple. If you care about winning, then you care about rebounding. And so we have a thing where the leading rebounder gets to pick music and practice as long as it's clean.
Yes, 100%.
Up to the next game. So we've got guards down there, you know, really trying to rebound because they want to listen to their music for a few days, right? And so, but we just harp on it. Hey, listen, like if you don't really care about rebounding, then you really don't care about winning. And so everybody's got to get involved in the fight.
No doubt, man. Well, let me ask you last one for you, man. I know I'll talk to you about a little bit off the air, but man, the snow, it's been crazy and in Georgia, the ice and the Carolinas, man. Like, how's it for your guys like me who from like Georgia don't used to this snow and ice getting used to? How have you guys handled this whole weather thing and boom that you've been having here lately, man?
Well, fortunately, we're equipped for it, right? We've got three ski resorts here, so our community is you know, rallies together and clears the roads and things like that because, you know, of the ski resorts. But, you know, certainly we've had about 2 weeks of snow. Our kids are back in school today, which is nice. And our kids have literally missed 2 weeks of in-person school. They've been going on remote learning and things like that. So it's great to get our kids back in school, seeing their friends, get that in-person learning.
No, Dustin, man, keep doing a great job. I love seeing you at Lake Point. Hope to see you down the road here in March after you do some good things in the tournament, man, hopefully.
Well, JR, always great to be on the Bossman Show. We appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. See you soon, man.
Blue Mountaineers, take the stairs. Thanks. All right, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, man. See you, man.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.